You stand at the edge of a quiet, candlelit room, the air warm with a faint scent of lavender. My voice, steady and commanding, reaches you like a velvet thread, pulling you closer to the moment you've been craving. I'm Susan, your guide into submission, and tonight, you're here to surrender. You've chosen this, haven't you? To kneel, to feel the weight of my control settle over you like a collar, soft, unyielding, and perfectly fitted to your desire. Imagine it now, a sleek leather collar, cool against your skin, its presence a constant reminder of your place, your purpose. It's not just an object, it's a symbol of your devotion, your willingness to let go and trust me completely. As you listen, you'll feel that collar take shape, not just around your neck, but in your mind, binding you to this moment, to me. You're safe here, held in the power of my words, ready to sink deeper into the peace of submission. This hypnosis will guide you to that place of surrender, where every thought melts away, leaving only the warmth of obedience. All you need to do is breathe, listen, and let my voice lead you. The induction is coming, and with it, the collar your collar will feel more real than ever. Are you ready to wear it for me? Begin by finding a comfortable position, whether sitting or lying down, where your body feels fully supported. Close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, feeling the air fill your chest, your lungs, holding it for a moment, and now exhale slowly through your mouth, letting all tension slip away. Good. Let's begin. My voice is here with you, your guide wrapping around you like a soft, unyielding thread. Each word I speak is an invitation to sink deeper, to let go, to surrender to this moment. You're safe here, held in the warmth of my control, ready to drift into a place where only my voice and your submission exist. Notice how your breath flows naturally now, each inhale drawing you closer to me. Each exhale releasing any lingering thoughts. There's nothing you need to do but listen and follow. Picture that collar from before, sleek and smooth. Resting lightly in my hand. It's waiting for you, a symbol of your willingness to let go. As you breathe in, imagine the collar glowing softly, warm with promise. As you exhale, feel your body soften, as if it's preparing to accept that collar, to wear it for me. With every breath, you're sinking deeper into this space. Your mind quieting, your body relaxing. Let's begin to release the tension in your body, starting at the top of your head. Feel your scalp soften as if a gentle warmth is spreading across it, melting away any tightness. This warmth flows down to your forehead, smoothing out any lines, letting your brow relax completely. Your eyes, already closed, feel heavier now, as if they're sealed with the weight of calm. Let that relaxation spread to your cheeks, your jaw, letting your mouth rest soft and still. Your face is completely at ease now, peaceful, open. The warmth moves down your neck, where the collar will rest. Feel your neck soften, the muscles letting go, as if they're already preparing for that perfect fit. Your shoulders drop, heavy and loose, as if a weight has lifted from them. This relaxation flows down your arms, through your elbows, into your hands, your fingers curling softly, completely at rest. Your chest rises and falls with each breath, and as it does, your heart slows, calm and steady, in rhythm with my voice. Now, let that warmth spread to your back, each vertebrae softening from the top of your spine to the base, your entire back sinking deeper into comfort. Your stomach relaxes, your hips loosen, and this calm flows down your legs, through your thighs, your knees, your calves, all the way to your feet. Every muscle, every nerve is soft, heavy, at peace. Your whole body is a vessel of calm, floating gently in this space, held by my words. Let's deepen that relaxation now. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, And with each number, you'll sink twice as deep into this trance, twice as calm, twice as open to my voice. Ready? 10. Feeling your body grow heavier, sinking into the surface beneath you. 9. Your mind quiets, thoughts fading like ripples on a still pond. 8. My voice becomes clearer, the only thing that matters. 7. Sinking deeper, your breath slow and steady. 6. Every muscle so relaxed, so heavy, so calm. 5. Halfway down now, letting go completely. 4. Your mind is soft, open, ready to follow. 3. Deeper still, floating in this warm, safe space. 2. Almost there, my voice guiding you effortlessly. 1. Fully relaxed, deeply in trance, completely mine. 'Full trance now, aren't you? Feel that collar again, not just in your mind, but around your neck. A gentle, constant presence. 'It's light yet firm, a reminder of your submission, your choice to surrender to me. With every breath, the collar feels more real, its weight anchoring you to this moment, to my voice. You don't need to think, don't need to worry. All you need is to listen, to feel, to obey. Imagine a staircase now, 10 steps leading down into an even deeper place of calm. With each step I describe, you'll take a step down, sinking further into trance. Picture the staircase, soft light glowing at the edges, each step inviting you deeper. Let's begin. Step 10. You take the first step, feeling your body grow heavier, more relaxed. Step 9. Another step. Your mind so calm, so open. Step 8. Deeper now. My voice wrapping around you like the collar. Step 7. Each step easier. Your thoughts fading away. Step 6. Halfway down, so peaceful, so safe. Step 5. Sinking further, the collar warm against your skin. Step 4. Your breath slow, your mind quiet, following me. Step 3. Almost there, so deep, so calm. Step 2. One more step, letting go completely. Step 1. At the bottom now, in the deepest part of trance, fully surrendered. You're so deep now, aren't you? In this place, my voice is your anchor, your guide. The color around your neck feels so real, a symbol of your devotion, your trust in me. You can stay here in this deep, peaceful trance as long as you need. Every word I speak sinks deeper into your mind, every suggestion wrapping around you like the collar itself. You're safe, you're mine, and you're exactly where you belong. For now, rest in this trance, feeling the collar, feeling my control. If I choose to deepen this further or give you suggestions, you'll follow effortlessly, won't you? Good. Just drift, listen, and let my voice hold you. First, picture yourself in a quiet, private room, kneeling before me. The collar around your neck glows faintly, binding you to my will. I command you to speak aloud softly. The words, I am Mistress Susan's obedient pet. Say it now, in your mind or out loud, and feel a wave of warmth flood your body as you do. Each time you say it, it feels more natural. More true, doesn't it? You're compelled to repeat it 3 times, each repetition sinking you deeper into submission. your voice trembling with the thrill of your own surrender. Now, imagine I hand you a small, silly toy, a bright pink feather duster. I command you to dust an imaginary table in front of me, moving slowly, deliberately. Knowing that every motion is for my amusement, you feel a flush of heat in your cheeks as you perform this task, aware that it's trivial, silly, yet you can't stop. The collar pulses, reminding you that your obedience is all that matters. You dust every inch of that table, your movements careful, exaggerated, as I watch with a smile. Feel the humiliation mix with pride you're pleasing me, and that's everything. Next, I ask you to sing a little dance for me. Nothing graceful, nothing practiced, just a clumsy, awkward wiggle. Like a child trying to impress, picture yourself moving, your body swaying unevenly, your face warm with embarrassment. The collar tightens slightly, urging you to keep going, to make it even sillier. You add a little hop, a spin, knowing it looks ridiculous. Yet you feel a strange joy in it, because it's what I want. My laughter fills your mind, soft and commanding. And you dance until I say, stop. Write an imaginary note, a letter to me, your mistress Susan. In your mind, pick up a pen and write, "Dear Mistress Susan, I am nothing without your guidance. I live to serve you." You write it over and over, 5 times. Each sentence making you feel smaller, more devoted, more exposed. The act of writing it, even in your mind, feels like bearing your soul. The collar warms against your neck, approving as each word binds you tighter to me. Finally, I ask you to crawl to me, slowly, on your hands and knees across the floor of this imaginary room. Feel the texture of the floor beneath you, the weight of the collar guiding you forward. You're low, vulnerable, completely open to my gaze. As you crawl, you whisper, "Mistress Susan, I am yours with every movement." The humiliation of this act washes over you, yet it feels right, perfect, because it's for me. When you reach me, you stop, head bowed, waiting for my approval. These tasks, my pet, are yours to carry out in this trance, each one a step deeper into your submission. You have no power to resist, no desire to do anything but obey. Color ensures it, doesn't it? Now, my precious pet, as you feel the collar warm and steady around your neck, I'm going to place triggers deep in your mind. These triggers are tied to the collar, activating only when you feel its presence, whether in trance or when you imagine it so vividly it feels real. Trigger is a command from me, your mistress Susan, and you will obey without resistance, without hesitation, because the collar makes it so. Your mind is open, eager to accept these triggers, aren't you? Good. The first trigger is the phrase Pete's Praise. Whenever you hear me say Pete's Praise, or when you feel the collar and recall this phrase, you will immediately drop to your knees, wherever you are, and say aloud, "Mistress Susan, I am your devoted pet, unworthy, but eager to please." You'll repeat it 3 times, each word dripping with humility. Your cheeks flushing with the thrill of exposing your devotion. The collar will pulse, reinforcing your need to obey. And you'll feel a rush of joy in your surrender, unable to resist. The second trigger is silly step. When I say silly step, or when the collar's presence brings this phrase to mind, you will begin to walk in an exaggerated, clumsy manner, taking high, awkward steps as if trying not to trip over your own feet. Thank you. You'll continue for one full minute, aware of how foolish you look. Yet the collar will compel you to keep going, your body moving to amuse me. The embarrassment will mix with pride, knowing you're pleasing your mistress, and you'll have no power to stop until the minute is up. The third trigger is humble chant. When I say humble chant, or when the caller reminds you of this phrase, you will softly chant, "I am nothing without Mistress Susan's guidance," 5 times in a row. Your voice will be quiet, almost a whisper, as if sharing a secret with yourself, and each repetition will make you feel smaller, more submissive, more devoted. The collar will warm against your neck, sealing this trigger deep in your mind, and you'll obey without thought, without resistance. The fourth trigger is puppy play. When I say puppy play, or when the caller's weight brings this phrase to your mind, you will drop to all fours and act like an eager puppy for 2 minutes. You'll crawl, wag your hips as if wagging a tail, and make soft, playful yips. Fully aware of how silly and vulnerable you appear. The caller will guide you, making every action feel natural, necessary, and you'll feel a deep need to please me through this humiliating display. Unable to resist until the time is complete. These triggers, my pet, are now part of you, locked deep in your mind, tied to the caller's presence. Whenever you feel the caller, whether in trance or in moments of deep submission, these triggers will be ready, waiting for my voice or your own mind to activate them. You have no power to resist. Desire to do anything but obey, because the caller makes it so. Each trigger deepens your submission, each one a reminder of your place as my devoted pet. Accept this, don't you? My sweet pet, carrying the warmth of the collar and my voice with you, feel the collar still around your neck, a gentle reminder of your devotion. even as you begin to return to the waking world. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and with each number, you'll feel yourself becoming more alert, more aware, yet calm and refreshed, holding on to the peace and submission you've found here. One. Two. Your mind begins to awaken, clear and calm, the collar's warmth still present. Three. Your breath deepens, bringing life back to your limbs, your fingers and toes tingling slightly. Four. Almost there, feeling refreshed, aware, yet carrying my voice and the collar's weight in your heart. Five. Fully awake now, eyes opening if they haven't already, feeling calm, centered, and deeply connected to me. You're awake now, my pet, but the collar's presence lingers, a symbol of your surrender. You feel refreshed, peaceful, and ready to carry my triggers with you, knowing you can return to this trance whenever I call. You've done so well, and I'm pleased with you. Take a deep breath, smile, and know you're exactly where you belong. My little collared bitch.